You are not stupid. Close your eyes and listen carefully. Begin. You are not stupid. There is a cruel voice that often comes after the scam. It may come from strangers. It may come from family. It may come from friends. It may come from the wounded mind itself. How could I have believed this? Beneath that question lives an accusation. I must have been stupid. But this is not truth. This is shame trying to explain an injury it does not yet understand. A person harmed by a scam was not stupid, foolish, gullible, or naive. A person was targeted, studied, and approached through trust, need, hope, loneliness, love, duty, ambition, grief, fear, or kindness. These are not defects. They are human openings. Scammers do not succeed because victims lack intelligence. They succeed because criminals know how to manipulate attention, emotion, urgency, identity, and attachment. They create a believable world one step at a time. The trap is not built all at once. It is built slowly. One message, one promise, one urgent need, one emotional reward, one reason to keep believing. By the time the victim questions the story, the nervous system may already be attached to the outcome. The mind may already be protecting hope. The heart may already be invested in a future that feels real. This is not stupidity. This is conditioning. Human beings are designed to trust patterns that seem consistent. They are designed to respond to kindness. They are designed to seek connection, safety, belonging, and purpose. The existence of predators does not make trust foolish. It makes exploitation cruel. After discovery, the mind sees everything differently. Every red flag becomes bright. Every strange detail becomes obvious. Every doubt becomes evidence in the courtroom of self-condemnation. But hindsight is not the same as awareness during manipulation. The person looking back now has information the victim did not have then. The brain now sees the ending. It did not see the ending while the deception was unfolding. A person cannot fairly judge the earlier self with the knowledge of the later self. The earlier self was living inside the manipulation, not above it. The earlier self was trying to understand, love, help, work, believe, or solve problems with the information available at the time. The earlier self deserves compassion, not contempt. Some victims were careful. Some investigated. Some questioned. And still the scam continued. Sophisticated manipulation adapts when the victim questions, the criminal explains. When doubt rises, the criminal reassures. When distance forms, the criminal creates urgency, affection, fear, or guilt. The victim is not foolish. The victim is being maneuvered. Being deceived does not prove lack of intelligence. Being manipulated does not prove weakness. Being harmed does not prove worthlessness. The crime proves the criminal's intent, nothing more. So let the truth repeat. You are not stupid. You are targeted. You are not foolish. You were manipulated. You were not gullible. You were human. Let those words settle slowly. The nervous system may resist them at first. It may still feel exposed, embarrassed, or unsafe. It may still believe self-attack will prevent future harm. But self-attack does not create wisdom. It creates fear. Wisdom grows from accurate understanding. It grows when the survivor can look at what happened without collapsing into shame. It grows when the victim learns manipulation without turning it into proof of personal failure. Recovery does not require hating the trusting self. It requires educating the trusting self. trust can learn boundaries, kindness can learn caution, hope can learn verification, love can learn patience. Nothing good inside the victim has to be destroyed in order to become safer. Healing means becoming wiser without becoming cruel to oneself. The survivor can become more careful and still remain compassionate, more alert, and still remain open. The scam was not proof that the victim was broken. It was proof that human trust can be exploited by people willing to betray it. Recovery does not need to begin with self-hatred. It can begin with protection, learning, grief, and restoration of self-respect. The person harmed is still worthy of dignity, still capable of judgment, still capable of growth, still capable of rebuilding trust in the self. The wound may say, "I cannot trust myself anymore." Recovery answers, "You can learn to trust yourself differently. Not blindly, not perfectly, with awareness, with boundaries, with help, with time." The old self did not fail because it trusted. The new self does not need to survive by never trusting again. Between those two extremes, healing begins. The scam did not happen because the victim was stupid. It happened because a criminal chose deception. The victim's task now is not punishment. The task is recovery.